Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success, share success.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله عز وجل. There are so many benefits and excellence for reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved master, Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It comes out from one narration of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with regards to the significance and merits for reciting Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the reward for a person who recites one single Durood Sharif in honor and reverence and love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborated very, very clearly, and he stated that Allah azza wa jal, for that one single Durood Sharif that a person sends in honor and reverence and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will grant such a person 10 virtues inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. So let us make insha'Allah azza wa jalla good intentions that our humble presence in the Masjid Sharif and our coming in the Masjid Sharif, that we have become officially the guests of Almighty Allah azza wa jalla, is one and solely only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and to gain rewards from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Looking at the current state of affairs in today's time and in this modern world, if one secludes himself from the tension and disturbances of this unpredictable world, freeing himself from the shackles of its materialistic domains and spends a moment or two pondering over the bounties, the favors, the ni'mah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, this alone will be sufficient for him or for that person to rationally absorb the notion of completely submitting oneself totally to the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah Azza wa Jalla clearly and emphatically states in the Holy Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if you have to try to calculate the ni'mas, the bounties of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, you will fall short of counting them. That if you have to take into consideration how many ni'mas, how many bounties, the favors that Allah Azza wa Jalla constantly is bestowing on us, that you will fall short of counting how many of these favors Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows on us every single moment, every single breath that we take in. Subconsciously, our bodies inhale and exhale gases, keeping us alive, namely, we inhale oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide. This process, known as respiration, is invaluable to us as insan. Only by sharing the pain of those with this problem of breathing, such as patients suffering from severe asthma, can we apprehend and can we come to the realization and understanding how great is this ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal of inhaling oxygen and exhaling carbon dioxide. We perpetually commit sins. However, this does not result in the decrease of the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He continues to feed us and provide us with water to drink. This is why our beloved master, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what a beautiful sunnah he has taught us, that following the quenching of your thirst with the ni'mah of Allah of water, what dua should you recite? All praises are due to Allah. Allah, you have given this ni'mah of water. I'm able to quench my thirst. Who from his mercy, from the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal, he gave us sweet water. He gave us this sweet water to drink, to quench our thirst. And Allah Azza wa Jalla did not make it salty or bitter due to our sins. This is a beautiful dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of us build this awareness in ourselves and we have opened our eyes to the loftiness, to the greatness, to the kibriyai of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If you are, alhamdulillah, trying to practice upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, we find this has not materialized into complete submission of Allah Azza wa Jal. We do, ideally, we appreciate the ni'mas of Allah, but has it gone deep down for us to submit ourselves wholeheartedly to the command and orders of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? This only can be achieved when we make a connection or effort to build that connection with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Inna akramakum 'inda Allahi atqakum," that verily the most noble in amongst you in the sight of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is the most pious amongst you. This verse clarifies this ta'alluq, this connection with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and the spiritual proximity that can only be achieved through adopting taqwa of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Taqwa, that taqwa is one of the most misunderstood terms in Islam. Many of us are deluded in terms of its meaning, failing to understand its simplicity and the diligence required to achieve it. This is why we fall short of testing that spiritual ecstasy enjoyed by the awliya Allah Azza wa Jal when they will make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Somebody said, one great sheikh, he had with him a parrot. And this parrot, you know how excited and how we feel when we teach it certain words, certain phrases, and is able to learn this and repeat this. It becomes a joy, it brings joy to us. So he started teaching it, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This parrot began to know and to say La ilaha illallah every moment and every time. So one day his students, they noticed that he was crying. They asked the sheikh, what has happened? He said, that same parrot that you used to see me with, that used to constantly read the dhikr of Allah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was eaten by a cat. So they say, are you crying for this? We can try to get you another one. Perhaps we can go in the market and purchase one for you. He said, that is not a problem. The reason actually I'm crying, which is a lesson to all of us, which we should pay heed and listen very carefully. The reason is, unfortunately, when the cat was attacking it, it was not able to read that kalima. Allah. That parrot will not read that kalima because the parrot only learned to say that kalima just as we say in a parrot fashion, just only mere repetition of phrases and words. But when the cat, it was not able, So similarly, the fear came upon me, realization dawned upon me that myself, if this is an example Allah is showing me, would I be able to also read the kalima at the time of my death? Sheikh Muhyiddin Abu Zakaria Nawawi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he has written that Allah Azza wa Jalla's name sweetens every heart. Allah Azza wa Jalla's name sweetens every heart. But there are those lovers of Allah. There are those lovers of Allah. Those true seekers of Allah Azza wa Jalla's pleasure who physically experience the sweetness of His name. As Awliya Allah Azza wa Jalla also used to say, Ahlul layli fi laylihim, Ahlul layli fi laylihim, aladdu min ahlul lahwi fi lahwihim. That you see the pleasure, the ecstasy, the sweetness, the love that the Awliya Allah Azza wa Jalla enjoys in the dhikr of Allah. In comparison, take somebody who is in sharab, somebody who is taking drugs, somebody who is enjoying himself in the club, somebody who spends his whole night enjoying it from music and everything, that sweetness and taste the Awliya Allah Azza wa Jalla taste from the dhikr of Allah, nobody in the entire world who is reveling in intoxication, in drugs, in any other means will ever taste this sweetness. So the word taqwa is derived from the root noun al-wiqaya, which means to guard, to safeguard, and to shield. So what is this taqwa? Literally, it means to safeguard, to shield. The literal meaning is heavily adopted in the term taqwa because it concerns safeguarding. It concerns safeguarding oneself from every type of sin. This is what we're talking about. It is not mere repetition of phrases. It is how to protect yourself from committing sins. Allama Alusi, rahmatullahi alayhi, used to say in explaining this, abstain from sin, big and small, that surely that will be true taqwa. Abstain from sin, even if it is a small sin. Don't underestimate small sins. Most of us, we literally look at sins and say, ah, no problem, it's a small sin. It's not a problem, it's just a small thing. He says, mountains are built from pebbles. After all, men are misled into thinking that taqwa lies in excessive ibadat. That taqwa lies, as we can see today, it has become a fashion. Each one has got their own type of dhikr that they have. And each one thinks I'm doing the right thing. Is it merely that taqwa or our piety is only in the style of dhikr that we make? No, it is abandoning the sins that causes us the displeasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So they say, ulama say, many are misled into thinking that taqwa lies in excessive ibadat, that it lies in only worshipping Allah in such lengthy raka'ats of ishraq and tahajjud, but in the same way, in the same token, a person still indulges in haram and in many other sins and activities. This leads to neglecting and overlooking the importance of abstaining from sins. Thus, many Muslims engage in excessive ibadat without realizing that their reward is eradicated by their sins and disobedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is said that once at the occasion of Hajj, there was a gathering in Makkatul Mukarrama of the friends of Allah. When the Hajj is over, the Arifin, the Urafa, the Awliya Allah Azza wa Jalla, they gather together. They have their own conference and they begin to ponder. They begin to come together and go into fikr, into thinking, how am I able now to go back to my home and be as such that as the same person was saying, Labbaik ya Allah, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Now I want to take back that Labbaik at home. So the Urafa used to gather together in this gathering. One youngest, brightest star of the Awliya Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyiduna Hadrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, was in that particular gathering. And there was a discussion about the subject of love of Allah. What it is means that to have true ishq of Allah. What does it mean to have true mahabbat for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? Who is a true lover of Allah Azza wa Jal? Many of them expressed their views on the subject matter until all their gazes fell on Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who had kept quiet. And they all said, what about you? What do you say? What is your view? Listen to this very carefully. He said, what does that represent? The true love of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Abdun dhahibun an nafsihi, muttasilun bi dhikr rabbihi, qa'imun bi ada'i huquqihi, nadhirun ilayhi bi qalbihi. That person who is a true love of Allah, who is a true person who submits himself wholeheartedly to Allah, he is that person who has forgotten his own self. He is that person who has forgotten his own self, because he remains, his gaze is engaged in the dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal with due regard to all its requirements. It is not only in the pleasure of the words and the rhyming, but it is the heart that is making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he says that he sees with the eyes of his heart, the gaze is towards Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. That heart which is bent by the heart of the khawf, of the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. That heart which now the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal has affected so much, and it has bent out this heart. Like that person who enjoys that drink, he says when he speaks, what words comes out of his mouth? It is the word of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Wa in takallama fa'anillah. When he talks, it's only about Allah Azza wa Jal. And when he speaks through his mouth becomes through which the channel that the words which inspires about the love of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. When he moves, he becomes a movement in which inspires others about the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is only such a person who is so much connected to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Such a person is the true love of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And where are you going to find peace? Everybody is looking for peace. Where are you going to find peace? Where are you going to find solace? This humanity, my respected brothers and elders, is at a loss. We all at a loss. People are looking for peace. People are looking for peace. The heart is restless. The heart that does not recognize Allah, that heart which has not known the ma'rifat of Allah, that heart that is devoid of fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that heart is devoid of peace. That heart which has no beating with the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul, that heart is devoid of peace. That heart that doesn't know the connection with Allah Azza wa Jal, that heart is a restless heart. The whole humanity is in a state of uneasiness. They are searching for peace. Everybody searching for peace. Where are we searching for peace? We're searching for peace in the women, in zina, in fornication. Where are we searching our peace? We're searching for peace going out for holidays in the scenery of the world. Where are we searching for peace? We're searching for peace in the ringing of the coins, in acquiring up more and more of wealth. Where are we searching for peace? Where is our youth searching for peace? They're searching for peace in music. They're searching for peace in the ecstasy of music. Where are we going to search for peace? We're going out against the laws of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, violating the beautiful sunnahs of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's where out we are going to look for peace. You find the youngsters going around with music blaring. Music will cause hypocrisy to grow in your heart. Like how water causes plants to grow, in the same way, the music causes hypocrisy to grow in the heart, so much so that when mouth, ulama say, when mouth comes, when death comes, you're not able to recite the kalima. According to some ulama, you will not be able to recite the kalima because of too much of hypocrisy that has grown in your heart. because of excessive listening to haram music. That haram which Allah has prohibited, not only we are doing for ourselves, but we also bringing our children onto it as well. So how long are you going to continue to run away from your Allah? How long are we going to continue to make war with Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We are searching for inner peace. All of us want peace. Yet we're searching for peace in music. We're searching for peace in haram music. We're searching for peace in riba. Searching for peace in scenery and the attractions of this world. Searching for peace in sharab, alcohol, and drugs. Searching for peace in the dens of vice in the clubs. Searching for peace in gambling in these places. They will never find it out there. We will never find peace there. Bring one person. Anybody, can you bring one person who is indulging in the commission of sins, who is going against the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is in the dead of the night, breaks the command of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and his heart is at ease? Bring that one person who is in maasiyat, who is disobeying Allah, and his heart is at peace. Bring that person. What does the Quran of Allah Azza wa Jalla tell us? Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. What Allah Azza wa Jalla says? Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Listen, all people. Listen, everyone. All people who have true ears to listen. Listen. You are hankering after this world, that you are destroying the akhirah of yourself and your children, your family, following the fashions of the West. Only in the dhikr of Allah, only in the obedience of Allah, only in coming back to Allah, only connecting yourself to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find peace. Only there you will find peace. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, what He says, fafirru ila Allah, run to Allah. Flee to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Run away from all this haram. Run away from all these things. And you will find definitely peace in the dhikr and the remembrance of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So one simply adheres to the fara'id, to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, to the wajibat and sunnat. And you will find that insha'Allah, what Allah Azza wa Jal will give, Allah will give us the itminani qalb, the true contentment and satisfaction of the heart. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is the purpose we have this beautiful gathering. It is a gathering that reminds us that we ourselves, if we remain connected to Allah, if we keep on connected to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will find true inner peace. And whatever problems we'll have, definitely will overcome these problems, because this is the solution that is given by Allah Azza wa Jal and assurance given by His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whether a person is poor, whether a person is rich, whether a person is a ruler, whether a person is a citizen, all of us desire peace. And this peace we can only get when we come back to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, how fortunate we are. We have, even in these times, these difficult times, we have such a gathering that reminds us of this beautiful connection and link that we have broken with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. That only if we remain connected and united in this manner, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive us. I make a humble dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a. That Allah Azza wa Jal, enable us to have the true vision to see the reality of things as they ought to be seen. وَعَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, grant us true vision of seeing the reality of evil, of bad, of everything that is against Allah and His Rasul, to see its true nature and to abstain from it. Ameen.
Mubalik, for you it's my prayer. Mubalik, for you it's my prayer. May you keep ascending, success, share success.